It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today, a federal judge begins considering what to do about Detroit. Michigan's largest city has filed for bankruptcy, hoping to clear up billions of dollars in debt.
Hundreds of the city's creditors are not happy because a bankruptcy proceeding could help Detroit by changing the terms of their repayment. They're contending the biggest municipal bankruptcy in the nation's history would violate the state's constitution.
And they're also saying the troubled city could try harder to pay its bills. Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET.
Officials here say a declining population, decades of mismanagement, and yes, at times corrupt city government, has cost Detroit lots of tax revenue, leaving it drowning in red ink. So much so that in March, the governor appointed Kevin Orr to be an emergency manager and take control of the city's finances. Orr spent months crafting payment arrangements with some creditors, but hundreds of others rejected offers that amounted to accepting pennies for every dollar they were owed by Detroit. Orr says that leaves Detroit with roughly $18 billion in long-term debt and no other option but bankruptcy.
The amount of debt, the mountain of debt that we have to climb over simply is unsurmountable without some sort of process to resolve it. We simply cannot pay it. That's it.
Detroit's business community overwhelmingly agrees with Orr. Dan Gilbert owns Quicken Loans, the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers, and in recent months has bought more than $1 billion worth of buildings in Detroit's downtown. He says he's betting that Chapter 9 protection will allow Detroit to get out from under its crushing debt load and pour money back into city services that will help make his investments pay off.
As hard as that is to sort of suspend democracy for a short period of time, if you will, my view is let's get it over with. Let's get it done. Let's stop talking about it, go through the pain, and then move forward. And I think it'll fade into the background.
But some of Detroit's longest-standing creditors are fighting a bankruptcy declaration, arguing that it would create big problems for them.
Hello. We're calling everybody today to join us at the Detroit Federal Court because that's when the judge is going to make the decision about whether the city can file bankruptcy or not.
A half dozen retirees are making phone calls at the headquarters of AFSCME Council 25, the union representing the majority of city workers here. 86-year-old Juanita Scott says Detroit's potential bankruptcy puts her pension, her health care, and her future on the chopping block.
Because they're going to cut my medical. That's what can really hurt me bad because right now I'm under three different doctors' care. And trying to stay in my neighborhood and that I have to have a burglar alarm because all the houses around me are going vacant and this whole thing of bankruptcy is just bad.
The union leadership argues Detroit's bankruptcy filing itself violates state prohibitions against cutting public pensions. Union attorney Herb Sanders even questions if Detroit is truly insolvent because the state forbids city officials from approving tentative labor agreements that he says could have saved millions annually.
When you think that the purpose of bankruptcy is to restructure debt, is to save the city money, then why wouldn't you sign the collective bargaining agreement with the unions that would indeed do that?
The union will argue in court today that Detroit did not bargain in good faith, but bankruptcy attorney Douglas Bernstein says the judge may see things differently.
There's no bright line which says what constitutes good faith and what isn't good faith. There isn't an awful lot of precedent.
Bernstein's firm worked with several of Detroit's creditors who decided not to fight the city's bankruptcy filing. He says those creditors and the city will be thrown into financial turmoil if the court finds Detroit is not eligible for Chapter 9 protection. The likely result would be a flood of lawsuits.
So they'll be fending off all the creditors in a variety of courtrooms where everybody in the creditor body is trying to get the best deal for themselves, rather than in an organized, unified setting in the bankruptcy court. So you would have chaos.
And chaos is the last thing Detroiters need in a city that has seen more than its share of it in recent years. Former officials sent to prison for corruption, high unemployment and crime rates, faltering city services, and now a fight over what's left in the city's coffers. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.